Just for Ian's sake, this is Puzzle Warriors, not Profane Argument.
Correct.
Not Dad Stractions.
Has nothing to do with Diablo 2, Diablo 3, my vacation, or fantasy football, or the start of the regular season tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, at this point, everything has to do with Diablo 2 and vacation, so.
No way, I'm ready for some football.
Me as well.
Hey, Lev Bell did get the sign on the Ratbird practice squad.
As he's on the practice squad, he'll move up to the regular squad.
Oh, yeah. They need it. They don't have anybody at running back. Right. Well, you know, except their quarterback, who's their running back. But
right.
Sarta for the win. Wow. He was already in by the time I got out of the menu.
Jeez.
Now, if I could stop having the hiccups, I'll be ready to go.
Okay. Hold your breath, and then when Craig finally starts the show, you'll be better.
Could just be a private show well just after, for Sartute.
Well after 9 o'clock.
That really means we need to cancel the show.
What's that?
We're doing it for one person.
They'll listen to it later. Samurai's here.
Listen to it now and believe it later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we took that week off and everybody abandoned us.
Well, after this next week off, then we'll be okay for a couple weeks.
All right. True Believers, welcome to the 308th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm back this week, so I'm Craig. We got Ray, we got Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Huzzah.
Wow, huzzah. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
This is the week of the 8th to the 15th. Somehow, sadly, still in the year of COVID.
2020 in the year of our COVID.
Yeah. I blame Joe Rogan. And your 5-day 4-star crash. Boy, we got a bunch of these to go over. On the 25th was Magic versus Wolfsbane.
Yeah, in a twist, I took Craig's advice and I chopped her with Slice Sorcery until she fell over and I won.
All right.
At a 2-3-3. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Number next was Scroll of a Super Variety versus that Nova kid.
That one was less successful.
Oh, no.
Nova's tough. And 2-2-2, unlike 2-2-3, wasn't really getting it done.
Mm.
He doesn't really do much to begin with. Like, I mean, he does. The animations are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, he does lots of things, just none of them are all that good.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I think I got enough, you know, things that I, you know, punched my way to victory.
I have no doubt. I got it. Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of alternating success this week.
All right. Well, the next, then you had Bubbles versus Pietro. Yeah, Bubbles blew him up something fierce, right?
Of course.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, she's so good now, she doesn't even need to go invisible to win it.
Yeah, that used to be the way you would win. Like, I think that might have been the very first time I ever won the Crash.
Right, me as well.
Was getting enough yellow for her, you know, getting that invisibility title in like a corner somewhere, and just went, okay, now I can just stand here and make matches.
For sure. But now, she's, absolutely dominates Quicksilver.
Yeah. Number next on the 9th is Bishop versus Cable. Did not look at the infographic.
I don't have either of them. I will definitely lose this one.
Oh, wow.
I feel like my Bishop is at a, well, I'll look. Oh, a 2-1-1. I don't know if that's going to overcome Cable.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't feel good about this one.
Since the Bishop nerf, I don't. Cable. Yeah. Cable's pretty good.
And then the 14th, you got the cloak and or the dagger versus Dr. Stephen Strange.
I feel good about that one. I feel like I have them championed and they're a strong character.
Even with his, Flames of the Saltine,
you can
deal a lot more damage than he's dealing back to you and pull that off.
Yeah, I think that's the whole reason they're against Doctor Strange is because you can fire off that purple so quick, and that's probably not a good strategy, but...
Right. Helps keep the purple at bay, but you can load up on light knives and just cut him down.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the Doctor Strange What If this week?
I'm still 2 in.
Hmm.
Yep. I have watched the same number that Ray has. I'm lagging behind.
This week's one was interesting.
I've been watching a show that I don't even want to mention. I can't recommend it. It was okay, and then the season three, it took a downturn, but yet I still haven't stopped watching it. So
great.
All right.
Hang in there. It'll get better in season four.
I doubt it.
So it's how many episodes of, what's that lame British show my wife watches? Midwives.
What is it?
I don't know. Something about Midwives.
Oh, Call the Midwife?
Yeah, something like that.
There's no it way like it's, something people it's that watch. Bad.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Is it awesome?
No.
Super awesome?
No.
Oh.
You know what's incredibly bad also, by the way, that we keep watching?
What's that?
Is it, you remember, what's her name? Nope. Kristen Bell. I think it was Kristen Bell. She was on like JAG like a long time ago and was hot.
What?
Like many, many years ago in the early 90s, she was on a TV show called Catherine Bell.
Yeah,
that's better. Like, I was no, like, she Kristen wasn't. Bell was never on JAG.
No, Catherine Bell. I think I got there.
All
right. Anyway.
So anyway.
Years ago, she was on JAG. Right?
I've heard
and
of that.
And she was good looking back then. Then now this she's got this Hallmark series where she is a quote unquote good witch who helps people mm-hmm. in a small town.
Nice.
Oh man, this show is everything you want out of a Hallmark TV show.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it exists. I mean, it's got that going for it. All right, in Storyland, we got Infinite Pursuit running. That'll get you Beast, Mantis, some Thanos shards. Placement is Pirate Kate and some Ronin. That's followed up by Unstable ISO 8, Angel, Pirate Kate, Ronin. Placement is insert new character here and some Electro shards. And then that's followed up by the introducing new character. PvP Land is the Space Ghost season. That'll get you Black Panther, Hulk, and the Gator. And right now, Web Slinger is running. That'll get you Spidey, Valkyrie. Placement is Venom and more of those Ronin shards. So stock up on those Ronin shards. You're going to want to accuse somebody. hey, Ian, we got a new character. You want to talk about the new character or the clue for the next character?
Let's go new character, then clue character.
All right. New character. Hey, remember that it was something about Stark Tech or something, Jibba Jabba?
The other Stark Tech Marvel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got the Hydra Stomper, which if you've not seen What If, means nothing to you.
Right.
If you've seen What If, there you go. He is a four-star yellow, blue, and green, one of Ray's favorite color combinations. For the yellow power is called the front line. 8 yellow. Convert 2 basic tiles of the enemy team's weakest color to friendly protect tiles. As you go up in level, you get up to making 3 protect tiles. At max, they are strength 250.
But so hey, yeah. That passive though.
Yeah. The passive part of this is he cannot be stunned, and if you got yourself some Peggy Carter, she can't be stunned either. That's nice. 2 non-stunnable characters?
Yep.
Mm. Blue, Engine of War. This one's completely passive. The first time the Hydra Stomper makes a non-team-up match each turn, destroy 1 friendly and enemy AP in that color, and create a 3-turn countdown that generates 4 AP in that color. If the match was made against a villain, the countdown tile generates 5 AP instead. As you're going up in level, those things increase where you're creating... let's see, you're destroying 2 friendly and enemy AP, creating a 2-turn countdown tile, and if it's against a villain, you're generating 8 AP when that countdown tile goes off. That could be an awful big battery going.
Yeah.
If you get that rolling.
It's a big battery, but with quite a bit of setup.
Yeah, and you also are going to have to, he's going to have to, like, tank the colors, because it's when he makes the match. So he's going to have to be, you know, the highest level in your threesome here, most likely. His green power is called Stomp. That's 10 big green. Destroy 4 random enemy basic or team-up tiles. And this is a weird one. For the rest of this turn, any new black tiles that fall become 3-turn countdown tiles that deal damage. At level 5, it's destroying 9 tiles. So you get some board shake to try to get some black to fall that turn into countdown tiles that at max level are doing 1,137 damage. That one's wacky. I'm not sure it's worth 10 big green, because 10's a lot for some board shake.
Yeah, and it's not a ton of damage, but it could be. Like, that adds up. Again, we're talking 4-star damage, but...
Yeah, I mean, you got to put up a domino, right? So you get all kind of black falling out the sky. So I guess, you know, Peggy Domino and the Hydra Stomper. I'm not sure Domino fits the theme of the other two.
No, but, not really.
What are you going to do? Introducing the Hydra Stomper, that's from the 9th to the 16th. That'll reward you ISO 8 and a heroic token. He is in there as progression reward, some shards, that is. Unstable ISO 8, emplacement. Operation Spider Silk, that's running the 12th and the 17th. He's in there as progression. And the Welcome to Shield runs the 12th and the 17th. Shards are in progression there. That'll get you tokens to the Hydra Stomper and Friends Vault. In Versus, Sticks and Stones Versus, he's in placement rewards. And his PvP is called Boot Camp. He's in there in progression, and that'll also get you tokens to that vault. In the vault, running the 12th and 19th, 80 items, 3 4-stars, one being the Stomper, one being Peggy Carter, one being a random. Who knows? That could be Domino. Could be. So, there you go. Straight out of What If, the Hydra Stomper. I think the other week I called him the Nazi Stomper.
I thought that's what it was called, but now that they've rebranded it, I support that more so than your claim.
Yeah. Somewhere along that lines. Nazis, Hydra, you know, what can you do?
Right. They're pretty interchangeable at times.
Chicken, egg, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
The 5-star clue. Ian, he's sitting down.
I am now sitting down, yes.
All right. The next clue for the next 5-star is Destined to Rule.
Uh-oh.
Another Doom? Oh.
Yeah. Another king of some kind. Or a queen, I suppose.
I was going to say, it could be 5-star Shuri for the upcoming Black Panther.
Sure, why not?
How far out is that? That seems a bit early, but...
I don't know, probably like 2 or 3 years. Right? I'm just making stuff up, dude. What do you want from me?
I don't know, maybe they're going to bust out... What is coming next? When's that lame Eternals thing coming?
Never heard of it. Is that the one with Angelina Jolie?
Does she still act?
Yep. We have one guest for 5-star Bill and Ted. Which is my favorite guest thus far.
I'm trying to find where the like a Marvel movie list here to see what's coming next.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know too much royal lineage in the Marvel universe. But yeah, maybe it's another 5-star Doom. One that does damage instead of healing.
So we got Eternals comes out November 5th this year.
Okay.
Then we got...
Are they the king of something?
No, they're lame Marvel characters. Don't worry about them.
That doesn't mean it's... I've never read their comics.
Nobody has.
Far be well. Again, let's rewind a handful of years before Guardians became.
Yep, never read those either.
Yeah, and at least one of those movies was excellent, and the second one was pretty good too.
Yeah, of course, I've never read a single issue of Shang-Chi either. So, you know,
right? Only Ray ever has. I heard that movie was entertaining.
So we got Eternals, Hawkeye, the TV show that's supposed to come this year.
Oh right,
the Miz. Ms. Marvel TV show, that's also this year.
What about a 5-star Namor?
We should have a 6-star Namor. I mean,
no.
Another Spider-Man, that's December. Then you're into next year. Doctor Strange, the worst Thor movie. Black Panther Wakanda Forever isn't until July next year, though.
Gotta get a jump on things. I don't know, dude. I don't have any guesses.
Yeah.
The last several clues have been... very guessable. It's about time that I am back to being confused.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I really have no good guess on this one.
I'm going with Donkey Teeth's last suggestion. Blah, 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 Batroc.
No.
He is destined to rule.
Destined to rule the list of people never appearing in this game.
Maybe it's a 5-star Sharon Carter as the power broker.
It could be.
That would be awesome.
All right, any more news? I don't know if I have any more news. No show next week.
That's news.
Correct.
Football's back.
Correct. Both glorious revelations.
Yeah, I like both those things. Okay, no news. All right, moving on then. Ian, hit us with the top three.
The top three. So I don't know if you guys put any qualifiers on this. We did the top three world leaders throughout history. So I'm curious to see what you guys used as qualifiers, because I was all over the place.
All right.
I had no real, like, I'm absolutely, this is my criteria, other than they existed. So my number three, I started with Alexander the Great.
Sure. Hey, he's really great.
He's got great in the title, and man, and completely unblemished military record? That's nothing to scoff at.
Yeah, the ending took a turn south pretty fast, but...
Oh, super fast. But until then...
Right.
That's why it's only number three.
Sure.
Ray, where are you at?
All right, I don't know. I I did put some qualifiers on because I started and I'm like, well, you know, should I go for modern world type people? And then I quickly struck that down and went, nope, I'm going for conquerors. I'm going for people who united, gathered large quantities of armies and united large swaths of land. So my number three in that regard is Xerxes II.
Ooh.
Ah.
The Persian emperor.
Sure.
First off, he has two X's in his name, and right there, he's won me over. X-E-R-X-E-S. I mean, come on, Xerxes. It's his fantastic name. But yeah, if you've ever watched 300, he's the ridiculously gold-clad person that gets a spear thrown at him. But in history, he's just an amazing, amazing ruler. I mean, granted, he had his losses. He was no Alexander the Great, but...
Right.
Very good.
All right, Craig.
My number three, I went with Caesar Julius, who, went kind of transformed the Roman Republic into more of like the Roman Empire.
Yes, that's true.
Classic military.
He was kind of the gateway from proconsul to, what was his, great-nephew, grand-nephew became the first emperor? Am I wrong? I thought Augustus.
Yeah, Augustus.
Octavian.
Yeah.
I believe Octavius was the first emperor.
Yeah, I agree.
But this started the transition of taking power away from the people.
Correct.
And moving it into there you go.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, Samurai.
No, they
were both correct.
Octavius is Augustus. Okay. Right. Octavian was Augustus. Right. They renamed stupid Romans in their names.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you have it. All right. My number two was Saladin.
Nice.
Sim Saladin.
He was... What?
What? Sim Saladin.
Not him. The other one. I was going...
Saladin honorable mentions list, by the way.
Oh.
Who is?
Saladin.
Oh, great. Yep. After 100 years of occupation by the Franks, he delivered Jerusalem back into the hands of the Muslims. He started his own dynasty, which is always very impressive. And, I feel like all of his campaigns to build up Syria, Egypt, and really most of that region were incredibly successful.
Well, he was the last Muslim leader to unite the entire Islamic world, wasn't he? Like,
yes.
So, yeah, good on him.
Yeah, that's what I said. Good for you. Well done, Saladin.
Best thinker in all of Egypt. No.
As he was called... Joseph.
Different Salah.
Oh, different Salah. He's a great digger. Asps. Very deadly.
You go first.
that guy stole my kid. He just took him. Like that's something you do.
Bad dates.
Craig, he just took him. I was walking with him and he's like, oh, you have a son. Give him to me. I was like, all right. Sorry, Mr. Davies.
You gotta be careful of that guy. He will tickle your ear.
he is handsy.
Yeah.
All right. Ray.
So, I had trouble holding my tongue there because how could Julius Caesar only be your third? My number two is Julius Caesar.
Oh, nice.
I mean, he made the entire Roman Empire. Like, it's such a grand feat. Like, clearly one of the world's greatest leaders. Not a great guy, but. I mean, if he was your friend, yourself.
No, but I mean, he did some historically, again, and militarily, like you said.
Right.
Amazing. The story of him having his legions build a bridge, walk across it just to show the enemy that they could walk back and demolish the bridge was like, are you sure you think this moat's going to keep you safe?
Right.
And they were like, we're sorry.
It's called swagger.
All right, Craig. You want to ruin Ray's number one with your
That's
number
exactly
two?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
No. My next two aren't on Ray's list.
Okay.
My number two, I'm going with Churchill.
Okay.
Fat guy with cigars who can, you know, get Europe to do what it needs to do. That's a good time.
When I originally was going for modern people, he was on my list. So, yeah.
He considered him as well.
He's not a conqueror, though.
No, not a conqueror, but, you know, he watched the rest of Europe fold like a deck of cards, you know, and then he was like, hold the phone, we're gonna do something about this.
I like that kind of gumption, I support it.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Inappropriate. inexcusably vulgar. All right. Well, then maybe my number one can help ruin Ray's number one. But that's only because I went first, and now that I know the Ray's criteria, we'll never know. So my number one, although I don't know if he has the depth and the breadth of conquest to make Ray's list, mine just happens to be one of my favorites. So he made it my number one by pure favoritism. And that is a man who turned one-third of one of the smallest, poorest middle provinces of Japan into the staging grounds of the 1550 reunification of the entire country. Nice. Oda Nobunaga. That crazy old drunk slaughtered so many people, but he really did lay the groundwork for unifying Japan under one banner, giving it, you know, laws and an economy and shifting the power to a central government and out of the hands of the Daimyo. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That I'm looking for? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic.
I mean, he
strategy.
Was not successful. He was killed before he finished. But
wow, there was a Genesis game.
What? No, yeah, it was on the NES Genesis.
Like, huh. If you
Nobunaga's Ambition was a great game. It was just like Romance of the Three Kingdoms and a couple other games of that.
If you play any sort of Japanese strategy game, you're probably playing Nobunaga somewhere along the line. Like, they're all
for
about
sure.
Nobunaga. That's
yeah,
in some form or another. However, my criteria was a much more grand and scale. Like, nope,
sure.
Nobunaga was really confined to Japan for the most part.
Oh, 100%.
So yeah, my number one in grand scale, Genghis Khan. I mean,
sure.
Clearly.
Yep.
Mongolian.
yeah, he got it done.
Yeah. And I don't remember the name of the show, but... There's Khan again. There is like a Netflix show about that's kind of detailed the story of Genghis Khan. And
cool.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it now. I wish I could, but it's really good.
I will watch it because there's a Netflix show about Nobunaga and the reunification of Japan. Equally good. It's called like The Age of the Samurai or something.
It was called the show I'm thinking of is called Marco Polo because Marco Polo is.
Oh, I thought that was a. Didn't that have a couple seasons? And I thought that was fictional. I didn't realize it was
yeah,
about
I thought,
Genghis
I thought
Khan.
That was a fictional star show about, you know, stuff.
It's got some, like, yes, it's like 60-70% fictional, but it's based on some things.
Okay.
So, meh. I like the show, though.
Cool. I'll check it out. Craig?
I went less grand than you folks. I went with, you know, the someone who, you know, had to keep this country together and it was all falling apart. We could use that to happen again. So I went with Lincoln.
Hmm.
That bum.
Big fan of Lincoln. Country had some bad times when he was in office there, but things got turned around for the better.
Mm. Interesting. He did manage the penny and the $5 bill, so good for him.
I'm sure that's what he was shooting for.
I think so. I think when he was doing everything he did, he wanted people hundreds of years later to say, you know, Republicans, the party of Lincoln.
If you read like Lincoln on Leadership, that's a good book about you know, decisions he made and what was going on there.
Oh, he did kill a lot of vampires. That was awesome.
That's true.
Cool. Ray, you said you had some honorable mentions. I also had one honorable mention.
Just Saladin.
Okay. My honorable mention is the Dalai Lama. He seems nice.
That should be his epitaph.
Just any of them?
But no, the current Dalai Lama.
Oh, okay. No, there's one specific Dalai Lama. I don't know.
No, the guy who works tirelessly for Tibetan independence.
Yeah, he's probably not going to get that. Not going to happen.
No. Goodness, no. I said he seemed nice. I didn't say I was like, just fell off the turnip truck, dude. Gosh.
Abraham Lincoln, vampire hunter. All right, there you go. Top three world leaders.
Nice.
Let's hop it over to the Quizmaster. There's no chance he remembers what the last trivia question was. It's been 2 weeks.
False. It was Ray-centric.
I know what it was because I got an answer. That's the only it's the only thing that I have for listener comments as well.
Was it about Kiss's first ever Marvel appearance?
It actually was.
Was with what Marvel character?
Thomas Deja says, Kiss first appeared in issue of Howard the Duck, where they appeared to Howard and his pal Beverly as a hallucination while under the influence of the insidious Dr. Bong. Yeah, I know.
That's amazing.
I want to say...
It is amazing, and that is absolutely correct.
He says, I want to say that it was number 10 issue, but I'm summoning this from purely from memory, so I could be wrong. Dude, you got that from memory? Good job.
Yeah, anytime Howard the Duck appears, I am pro for that, so...
Yeah, really. Especially...
Especially Dr. Bong.
Especially Dr. Bong and Kiss.
Just don't see Kiss right now. They got the COVIDs.
Yeah, no, they're busy. They're busy generating antibodies. All right, let's go with something. I don't want to qualify it as easier simply because I knew it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. This week's trivia question is, what superhero team was fighting the villain Nitro when he exploded, killed a bunch of kids, and laid the groundwork for Civil War?
Wow.
Oh. Yep.
One of the... Definitely, I would say, non-A-list groups.
They're not.
They're no Eternals. But
yes, you are correct. But I,
they do try.
But yeah, they were a better group than the Eternals. I'll give them that.
And sadly, it was not Turner Dissentry.
I still, man, that would be the greatest thing ever. If anyone at the Urge still listened to this show, they could give me Turner Dissentry. Then we could just shut the show down. We'd review that character and just end the show because it would never get any better.
Yeah, I guess. At this point, that's just really what you got to wish for. That or Batroc.
No.
That would be a good final show.
No, it wouldn't be. That would be a sad, sad trombone show. They're like, well, they ran out of ideas. Here's Batroc.
Turner Dissentry. All right.
All right.
Sorry, I just got a new idea for team-up time. Turner Dissentry, nice. Batroc, and Dr. Bong.
Do you expect Turner Dissentry as a 5-3-5 or the very first ever 5-4-4?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, Willie, did anything fall into the mailbag?
No. Apparently I didn't post anything. I don't have any idea. It was 2 weeks ago, so I have no idea what happened. So nobody had any place to post comments. So, yep, there you go.
Hey, all right. So Ian, you got to play along with me here in something mailbag related.
Yes.
Okay. Follow me along here. We just got a Twitter. We just got a Twitter. We just got a Twitter. I wonder who it's from.
Who it's from.
It was from Steve.
It was from what?
It was from Steve.
Oh yeah. I thought we did. I was like, oh my God.
No, Steve came out of retirement. To talk to everyone who'd ever watched Blue's Clues and gave a little pep talk about, you know, how things have been going. You know, you've done a good job growing up. And, you know.
He's like, hey, remember when I abruptly left to go to college and said, Joe is now me?
Watch this chump Joe? Yeah.
And, yeah, that was, I enjoyed that message. I was too old to watch Blue's Clues, but I still enjoyed Steve anyway. I found the show to be surprisingly positive. I even tricked Owen into watching a couple episodes of Blue's Clues when he was a little bit younger. So, good for Steve. I'm glad he is trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, it was a cute post out of nowhere. So, thanks, Steve. All right, moving on then.
Do it, Doug.
Oh, wow, we're at that part. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. All right, I'm back. I lost my pen, but I'm focused.
There was one clap. Don't trust Ian.
What's that?
I said there was one clap.
Oh, I thought there was two.
It was the sound of one Puzzle Warrior clapping.
If a Puzzle Warrior claps in the show and there's no one around to hear it, does he actually clap?
That's right.
Yeah, I have evidence.
Yeah. Is this show being recorded? That's crazy. Now, if only we could get ready to post it once in a while, we'd be okay.
At least tell someone about it.
Oh, no. It crept up on me again. I still haven't looked up what Three-Star Angel does, but all of his powers are boosted, so there you go. Three-Star Black Panther is boosted. Oof. You can get better AoE out of his black, and you can get stronger strike tiles out of his yellow. Oh, and he has a repeating protect tile that's stronger, too. I forgot what his blue ability did. Hmm. Oh, good old Cyclops. His rotation in the Deadpool Daily always meant I was on vacation. I don't know why, but I missed out on him for many times because I was always on vacation with you two when Colossus and Cyclops came around.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, red does more damage, black does more damage. Fantastic. Doctor Strange. His blue does more damage, and so do his Flames of the Faultine and Patch. By the way,
does blue do damage?
What's that?
Says blue power.
I'm pretty sure the Crimson Bands do damage, don't they? Huh. Once every time they click down a countdown.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. Doctor Strange is excellent. He heals, does damage, stuns, does damage. He's really versatile. And his purple's okay. Anyway, I got my first two Max Champion 3-stars since last show.
Nice.
I only remembered because one of them was Patch and the other was Cap.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I didn't even know what it was saying to me when it happened. I was like, what? I didn't... 266, are you sure? But yeah, so...
Now you can start your second copy.
Yeah, how do I do that? Do I delete the first and then immediately roster the second? Do I need to champion the
second? No. You just start a new one.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't need to have a champion second before I can delete the first.
Delete the first one.
Yeah, I wouldn't delete the first because if they're a required character, you're going to want that fully champed 3-star to...
For what?
To dominate? I don't know.
To dominate what, though? What are they required for?
Deadpool Daily.
Yeah, at one cover is sufficient. The other guys can take care of it.
This is true. I realized that as I was saying, but that's what you do, man. I don't know.
Listen, we can explore this here in a minute because I have some dying on the vine questions.
Just buy more roster slots, dude.
No, I am not shelling out $20 so I can put two new guys on my catch-em-all list. What am I, the Pope? Not made of money. I gotta homeschool my kid. This is outrageous. Anyway, Patch is boosted. He's pretty good. His strike tiles are better. His damage is better. He probably heals, and that's probably better. Let's see what Gamora and the 4-stars are up to. She does... Gamora's boosted. Her red does extra damage. And more damage from her countdowns every turn. Better attack tiles. Better strike tiles. And... her blue creates an attack or strike tile that is more efficient than usual. Recently, what if'd Peggy Carter? Man, whoever invented Peggy Carter, Marvel is getting their money's worth out of Marvel Puzzle Quest because she is just on a perpetual upswing. Good for her. More red damage, more blue damage. Let's see what else we got going on here. Polaris, my greatest and oldest nemesis. All of her special tiles are buffed. Her electromagnetic resonance does more damage. Let's see, we got Vulture. He's fantastic. He stays airborne and kills you. His hybrid tech slicer does more damage and more AoE out of his one fell swoop. And recently defeated by magic, Wolfsbane is boosted this week. More damage from the rend, at least the first half. The silent retreat has no new stuff going on. When she tears out your throat, it does more damage and makes bigger strike tiles. And her wolf pack does more damage. All right, the always popular 5-star boosted characters. 5-star Black Widow is boosted this week. More purple damage, more red damage, and more black damage. Let's see, Hawkeye also boosted. Lots of damage from his red. And I feel like does his blue also change every arrow? The way his 3-star version does?
For the first however many, like 9 or 12. Yeah, for the 12,
first half dozen or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure some of those have special tile effects and or direct damage effects that'll be boosted. Heimdall boosted this week. His healing, blue healing is boosted. And his red cleaving is also more damaging. And Hela also boosted. I feel like there's a theme this week. I like it. Her red knives... make better strike tiles, and her green damage, good times, and her attack tiles, good times. So, let's see what Samurai has to say about these boosted characters.
Use Hela? I don't know. I haven't read it, but that's my plan.
I like that. I feel like he tries to be a bit more in-depth and tries to be a bit more versatile. So he has suggested that you might want to make use of Heimdall this week.
Ooh.
Heimdall plus 5-star Hawkeye. Clint will fortify his countdowns every turn, which Heimdall will use to give Clint a discount on his arrows.
Wow. Good
point. Throw in Green Goblin to cover up all your colors and for even faster fortification.
It's still Heimdall, but go ahead.
Yeah. And it's now I'm going to change it back to pink. How about that, Craig? Clever guy.
Snap.
Four-star players. This week is easy. Take Vulture, add Peggy. Or add Gamora and Polaris and flood the board with special tiles. Plus, you have Vulture's blue to clear out enemy specials when your opponent runs the exact same team. That's 2-3 useful pairings all in one Samurai segment. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify.
So we were you were talking about number of people that you have rostered. So I went down a kind of a bad rabbit hole because I saw on Reddit that somebody was defeated by a level 550 Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
That's a max leveled brand new 5-star.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of research on this person to see, like, because that's ridiculous, right? Like, that's so many pulls in order to get that character. I don't even want to go into how much money that would get. Sluggo is guessing that this person has 500 roster slots. Oh, no. This person, just to give you an example, I scrolled down to their max champed 4-stars. They have 7 max champed Agent Coulsons. Like, he doesn't sell anything, and he just goes for the 5-stars, so he gets tons of 4s and just keeps them all. Let me scroll back up. He has 864 roster slots.
Wow.
Sweet.
This is a level of play that is still beyond my comprehension. Anyway, thought I would share.
That's absurd.
Yeah. Apparently,
I totally support that.
He's known, according to some Redditors. I don't know how you pronounce his name. Hebo Sagal? I have no idea. But in any case, yeah, a whale of whales, apparently. So
good on him.
Yeah. Keeps the game going. And
any money that goes from his pocket into the hands of the people at Demiurge, I support that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, then, let's get into team-up time.
Okay.
Whoa, the synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, well, featuring me, I guess, but I'm just reading. Because, again, I'm going to use a suggestion submitted to me by Auberman, who not only submitted the team, but gave me a rundown of how to use it. So this week, it is a 3-star team, and somehow he managed to make a team out of 3 3-stars that I have never had on any of the team-ups. It is Beast, Elektra, and Star-Lord, neither of whom the 3-star version have made appearance on my list. So focus of the team is Beast and Elektra, with Star-Lord bringing up a little something extra. That being the case, I'd put Star-Lord in the center on the character selection screen so that he'll be making all the matches, or at least more of them, and the other two can last a bit longer. Beast and Elektra cover the rainbow between them with all 6 powers being active. Beast synergy is with his blue and green. You fire the blue for 6 AP, very cheap. It converts blue tiles, and then as long as you have one special blue tile, the green goes into overdrive and does up. It does also count that countdown tile that the blue puts out for a special tile, so you can fire the green as soon as you throw it out there. So with the board shake, the AoE damage also almost triples if you have that blue special out there to around 2,000 points of damage to the enemy team. Having started with Beast, Elektra is one of the very few red, purple, black characters alongside Deadpool and Gambit, and is one of the best of the three. While there isn't any synergy between her powers, they're pretty good. Her black power allows her to dodge all incoming damage and return like 700 points of damage in return. If timed right, that can really be a survival tactic for you. Since Elektra is the only one matching red and black, she should be able to jump up in front after you get enough black to put her trap tiles out. Though you could put her in the front in your team, but of course you then have to worry about keeping her alive until you can get her black to actually fire. Her red power deals like 3,000 damage at the start, plus another 2,000 damage over the course of the next 4 turns. And then you've got, with Beast, Yellow, and Elektra's Purple being their most situational powers, Star-Lord can come in nicely. His Yellow power converts 5 basics of the enemy's strongest color into green charge tiles. which will, of course, help aid your beast pile on that AoE damage. His purple power is not great for 8 AP, but it might be nice to steal some special tiles back that Electra throws out there. And if not, it'd still be grabbing up to 8 AP from a random pool of the enemy. So, pretty decent team. He's got Beast at a 5-5-3, Electra at a 3-5-5, and Star-Lord also at a 5-5-3, since you won't be using his green. So there you go. Thanks. Thanks again, Auberman. And if you have a team that you would like to suggest, I will add it to the list as well. I'm kind of out of it myself. I'm spent. So, but there you go. That's your team up for this week. And thanks as always to Unify.
Unify. Ian, you got Steam open.
You betcha.
You want to open a token there, son?
Yes. I will drop 21 down to a nice round 20. Speaking of, it's Electra, Ballet of Death. However, I am going to open one more.
Ooh.
Because I am moments away from getting to my 500th shard of my 5-star character.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and it's a 5-star. And it made my decision early. Everything just got easier. It's an Electro. Oh, no, I have to open another. I thought I got more than... Oh, my math is poor. I'll open it next week. Never mind.
Oh, you were...
Sorry, I have 499 out of 500 shards.
Wow. No show next week.
I'll wait 2 weeks then.
All right.
Teach me to do math.
All right, I plan on only opening one.
All right, good.
It is a 4-star Mr. Juggernaut. Unstoppable.
Nice.
All right, I've got 5. I opened a bunch last week when we didn't have a show, but I opened them anyway. So, my first one, ooh, purple. Electro, the love of villainy. Number 2 is a rogue. 3 is Patsy. Hey, that bishop guy. And X23. So there you go. One purple. That was nice.
Nice.
And if you throw a bishop in there, you know, they're all women.
So here's where I was, and here's what we're going to talk about. But I think my decision just got a little bit easier because of the new cover that I just got.
Okay.
So here's what my vine looks like. Well, first of all, now explain to me why I'm not just going to sell back Patch and Cap and just live my life with a 2-cover and 1-cover Patch and Cap.
Well, I mean, I use Cap against, I think it was mentioned in Discord, Cassilius. Patch is really nice to use. I just like having the one that I know is there and I can just count on.
Okay.
But that being said, if you actually have characters dying on the vine, that makes the decision a little easier, in my opinion.
Well, here's what's on my vine. I've got a Ronin. I've got 1 3-star Captain America. I've got a Killmonger. I've got my very first anti-venom. I've got 2 covers for Electro. I've got a Patch and another Captain America.
Wow.
And no hero points?
I have 1,340.
All right, well, you can get a slot there.
Yeah, exactly. One of these people that I just mentioned is going to go on my rostered list, yeah. And the other ones are going to get sold. Or I'm going to start a new cap, start a new patch, and one of these is going to go on my list, and the other ones are going to die on the vine.
If you sell the patch and the cap, does that give you enough hero points to buy a second slot?
I don't know how many. I've never sold a 3-star before.
I don't think so.
I don't remember what you get in the sale.
You do get 500 coins for selling a champ 3-star, max champed.
Oh,
all right. So that, there you so go. That should get you a second slot.
Yeah. So then I just have to. So I'm obviously going to take Electro because I got 2 Electro covers.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I got to choose between Anti-Venom, Killmonger, and Ronin.
Ugh.
I would keep Killmonger.
Killmonger's really strong. I would say Ronin is a clear second. I don't really care for Anti-Venom, and he's a 4, but I know your argument would be you're never going to be able to champion those 5. So
there is a chance I would fully cover and champion Anti-Venom someday. Ronin and Killmonger, clearly that'll never happen.
This is true.
No.
I don't know if I'm anti-Venom, but not a big
fan. Wouldn't that make you Venom?
I don't know. Sounds like you're selling some 3-stars.
It's very likely. I'm just going to roster Electra real quick, and then I'll deal with this in 4 days.
Okay.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. There you go. Thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the Podcast Network?
The Podcast Network, known as the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com, is a collection of podcasts working together to bring you a variety of entertainment. You can check out all of our shows with a complete archive over at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
No show next week.
Yep. Yeah. Blame Ray and Ian. Not my fault.
I do. So, Teeth, you don't need to concern yourself. This was a long-planned vacation for Ray and I. I think we'll be back on track with more regular shows up until around the Thanksgiving/Christmas holiday, where there might be some sketchiness. But yeah, this, you know, all the other stuff is unforeseen.
Yeah.
I will try to go back to bringing you a better quality product with the long-awaited return of the aestheticist to our listeners' gallery. After my vacation, I will come back refreshed and do a better job.
Well, that's a bold statement. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions. If Ray remembers to post the show, send him something. He gets lonely. If you want to throw us a bone, go to our webpage, click that Amazon banner, buy yourself something. We get some kickback. Or buy yourself some swag at cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. That's all. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, you too can own this for a measly $760,000. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.